ability to cultivate your own garden. What a powerful notion that is, written about so beautifully by Voltaire and Candide. The preoccupation with being in other people's garden and tilling their soil and looking at what they're creating keeps us off of our purpose, keeps us off of fulfilling our human destiny and what we're here for, what we're about. Enjoying life and helping others to do that. As long as you're focused on what other people are doing or should or shouldn't be doing, you're allowing their conduct or their behavior or their activities to control your life. That borders on immorality to me, because you've got a free will and you've got God with you at all times. To give that will over to someone else is like abdicating your very divinity, your very humanity. And when you abdicate that, you turn yourself into a lesser being. What your goal is to not allow other people's conduct or activities to be in charge of you, for you to be in charge of you and to know your purpose and to be fulfilling it. And if other people don't like the way that you are choosing to do that, then that just has to be in the way of things. That's just the way it is, and that's fine. If it can't be fine, then you have to stop and assess and look at yourself and say, why am I allowing other people's opinions or behavior or conduct to interfere with my own fulfillment or my own happiness? And know that that's what you're doing at the time that you're finding yourself upset with other people's poking their nose into your garden. And then you find yourself not poking your nose into their garden as well, because when you're on purpose, when you are living your life and conducting yourself in terms of loving and giving and sharing, then you're not on outcome. You're not at all concerned about whether this person likes that or not. I have found that one of the major, major changes for me in the past 5 or 6 years has been my almost indifference to what people think of what I'm doing. I find that I write now, when I write, on purpose, not on outcome. There was a time, I think, when I was more on outcome, on what's it going to look like, how's it going to sell, how's it going to do, how, and so on. And now I'm not on that at all. And it's interesting that as I get off of those outer concerns in my writing, that my writing really picks up and really improves and flows much better. I find that when I go before an audience and speak, that since I've let go of my notes and not concerned myself with outcome and with whether I'm going to be liked and how well I'm going to be received and all of that, I can be much more authentic when I'm on stage, when I'm talking, and which consequently results in my performance being, I think, much better than it was. And it isn't that I'm a better performer, it's that I'm on purpose. And I'm not concerning myself with all of the worrisome things that you can never get an answer to. That is, how is everybody going to like me, and how am I being received, and all of that sort of thing. So, more and more in my life, it isn't that I've made a decision, all right, now that I'm enlightened, I no longer am going to be concerned about what other people think of me. It's that it just simply doesn't occur to me any longer to be consumed with what other people think of what I'm doing. And the reverse of that, which is really nice, is that I'm not concerned about what other people are doing. I mean, I'm grateful that there are people out there who are doing a lot of the things that I would find just treacherous to do. I mean, emotionally treacherous, like being an accountant, for example, or working at a computer, or maybe being a chef, or driving a truck. Those are all things that I just couldn't imagine myself. If somebody said, you have to do it, I'm sure I could turn it into something positive for myself, but I'm so grateful that there are people out there who like to work at computer terminals and who like to work with figures. And so whenever I need a computer person, I'm always grateful. We're building a house right now, and we had to have a meeting with the architect just last week, and it was one of the most interesting meetings. I just kept sitting there. My wife said, when it was over, she said, you know, you were rude in that meeting. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you never said anything. You just sat there and looked at him and asked him questions all the time. And they had nothing to do with our house. I said, you take care of the house. I know that the house will be just whatever you want it to be. I just know it will be, you know, because you're so good at that. You know? So that doesn't concern me at all. I was really only at the meeting because you asked me to be there. I said, but when I saw this guy who could reverse a swimming pool that was going to be built a certain way, and he could take it and he could turn it upside down and draw it on a piece of paper and then set it in over here, or he could take this room and say, no, aesthetically, this isn't going to work. We're going to have this over there. And it all worked. And then he would program it in on his little computer and then push this button and it would all come out exactly. I said, I was just so fascinated that there are human beings that can do that. That I just wanted to know more. And then I said, could I go back and see that computer, how that works and how you print that out? And he took me through on a whole tour of his office. Meantime, I didn't give him any answers to any of the questions they had about the house meeting. When you are cultivating your own garden and not concerned with others, you just look at other people's gardens and you say, wow, this is his whole life. And look at how good he is at this. And he can just shift this around and he can do all of that. And my brain just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way any more than if I, and I told him that, I said, how would you like it if I gave you a microphone and 5,000 people and told you, go out there and talk to them for 3 hours? He said, I'd collapse. I said, or if I gave you 500 blank sheets of paper and I said, fill them and write a book. He said, I couldn't do. I said, well, that's just exactly the way I feel about what you're doing. And yet I honor it. I mean, I celebrate it. To me, this is a genius that someone could do something like that. And that's the way to cultivate your own garden.